Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A couple of days ago, Jane, you probably missed this. I came on the air. I had to make a statement at 4:04 just to get ahead of something. It was a crisis communication situation. You know our friends Greg Keller and like Rich Krismer?
Yes.
I had to call them in because I did something deeply, deeply shameful, and I had to get in front of it. You know, you would have advised me to do that as well.
Yes.
Well, a week ago today, Jane, this is so hard for me to talk about, I flipped the Christmas lights on for my wife and daughter to see when they came home from swim practice.
Yeah.
I've kept them on, Jane. I have kept them on. After years of preaching against such nonsense before Thanksgiving, in the spirit of being a kinder, gentler, more holiday full of cheer, Mark Reardon,
so
I flipped them
Grinching
on.
So you're not Grinching anymore.
No, I'm not. But here's what's funny. Did you know the name?
Yeah, I know. I know. We've got to see how far this really goes.
Oh, come on. I'm full of Christmas cheer.
Yeah, his heart grew like one tiny bit.
Yeah.
Like 1/2 inch, right? Yeah.
There was this,
not three sides.
No.
There's this classic line. When I used to do the morning show at WTMJ, I worked with a really, really good group of people. Sherry Preston, who's currently the ABC Network morning anchor on ABC Radio. And there was a guy by the name of Bob Redden. What's ironic about this is Bob was just in town with his daughter last week for a wheelchair basketball tournament. But we were all, Bob was kind of, believe it or not, you guys know I'm crabby. Bob was the crabbiest of us all, right? And we were in there. And we were talking about Christmas, and you know, I think we kind of made an allusion to him being a little bit more like the Grinch, and his response was, I have more blanking Christmas spirit than all you blanking blankings. And that just became the line that all of us still repeat until this day because it was so funny.
My tree is up, my Christmas lights on the house.
Alexa and Becky are right now unpacking some stuff from the basement because, look, my kids are coming next week, the grandchild. We're putting Christmas up this weekend.
And
so
you got to do it
it's happening.
For the little man.
Oh, we do,
you
for sure.
You got to just, every piece of
Good
decoration
point.
Needs to come out.
It's coming out, Gene.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I promise
Good.
You.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
All you really need to do is fix the toilet. Am I right, Fred?
Oh, you got that right.
Well,
yep.
We have a plunger nearby. Yeah.
The guest room. No, the guest room toilet. It flushes, but it makes this crazy noise, and I do need to get it fixed, but I haven't taken a step to do that. Look, I don't want to pay a plumber $250 to come over and fix a little piece of infrastructure in a toilet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I haven't texted the handyman yet.
Okay.
Well, and by the way, I saw the chief, and he said, change your darn
detector. My smoke detectors are out too. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
He said, change them.
Do that. You're going to burn.
I tried to text Mark. I said, chief, I don't think you can help him.
You do your thing here, and I'm going to text Phil Handyman, as we call him.
Okay.
And, I don't know what his last name is. We just call him Phil Handyman.
Does he have any music he's got to be aware of?
So can you text Phil in the break?
Get another on-air job.
You just keep me posted. I'll do what I have to. I can multitask.
No, you really can't.
You guys
really
have
can.
No faith in me whatsoever.
No.
Are you kidding me?
We've been
give
in
it a
this
try.
Room for a long
give,
time.
Give it a try. Let's see what I can do.
All right. First of all, it is National Red Mitten Day, Jane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I didn't know.
I
would
either.
Have celebrated and brought you one. Fred,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry I dropped the ball.
Oh, is it one mitten okay. or two?
Well, they only say one, which is why I find it a little
am
odd.
Am I missing something? Why red mittens?
I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
go in. Sue's News did not care.
Right.
And it's also National Stuffing Day.
Oh.
Are you doing a stuffing, Jane?
Stuffing is my life. No, we're traveling.
Oh, that's
and I'm
right.
hoping that we're going to get, because it's my favorite meal of the year.
Yeah,
and you know,
it's
and
so great.
Yes, so stuffing is a big part of my life.
I understand.
That was one of my favorite memories as a child. Every Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, my mom and I would sit down and start ripping up loaves
the bread.
Of bread
yes.
to make
yes.
the stuffing. That was so
Fred,
nice.
If
so
you want to come over and rip bread, let me know. I could use some help.
It is so nostalgic.
And I did put on X the link to Best Truman's dressing recipe that I had somebody in History Lulu that gave
Stop.
To me.
Stop.
So it's in the National Archives.
Okay.
Look me up. It's
I will.
In there if you want it.
Because I'm
nice.
A Truman fanatic, too.
And it's in her writing. So it's really, really cool.
And Harry
uh-huh.
loved her.
And now it's also National Gingerbread Cookie Day. Did you already text Phil Handyman?
Yeah, look, I told you I can
All
multitask.
Right.
I'm just sitting We're here waiting patiently for the music
right.
that you have yeah. and for the sound bites.
Oh,
I'm just
wow.
here at your disposal,
We're
Sue.
Just telling stuffing stories
Anything that
ready.
I can do for you guys, right. just
oh,
let me know.
Gosh. All right, on this day in history, in 1975, Queen released its fourth album, A Night at the Opera.
Woo-woo!
Casey Classic here, and Woo! Your best friend.
It's a great song.
Or my best friend, right? You're my best friend. Isn't that the name of it?
That's right.
What else was on this record?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was on this one. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's a biggie.
And I just hear the heck out of that. This one I like to hear every now and then.
No, this one's very sweet.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too, I think.
What were you saying, Fred?
I was going to say... You can't beat Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well,
I love this. Really, you get tired of it?
I just hear it all the time. I don't know. I hear it more often than this. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
And then, you guys, it was 49 years ago today, in 1976,
yes!
when the first Rocky movie opened in New York. Listen, I don't think this could be overblown. It was such a big deal.
It was. I saw that movie in the theater probably 10 times.
Oh,
my
man.
Sister saw it 17 times.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No, all
I
at
mean,
the same theater, Stadium
I mean,
Cinema 1.
Wow.
And the music happens, and you just... Didn't this song, like, go to number one or something?
I think it did.
People,
uh-huh.
yeah,
yeah. I think
because
so.
Because it was just victory. You know?
I didn't see it until later.
Really?
I don't think my mom would let me.
Yeah.
yeah. But eventually I saw it. It's great.
Yeah,
the
no,
first
loved it.
One is awesome.
Was that the same thing, Sue, with Jaws?
Yeah,
they
she wouldn't let me
see that either.
Oh, see, my parents took me everywhere. I mean,
well, you were the
bad
youngest.
Movies.
You were younger.
I was the youngest, yeah,
and,
that's
and
why.
I think that's why. By that, I was the oldest. They were like, "Let us be cautious."
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're screwed. Sorry, the oldest is really
That's what happens.
It's not good.
I saw some of this. I mean, I was the oldest too, but I don't really think they were monitoring what I was doing. Well, maybe that was.
I was happily ignored in the 70s.
Well, I understand all of that. But we were going on a beach vacation. Louise Thomas said, nobody's going to Jaws.
Oh, well.
You know what, though? I did not get in the ocean for a very long time. So
she was right.
That's right. She was correct.
And on this day in history, 33 years ago today, it was 1992 when Adam Sandler sat down and performed the Thanksgiving song.
Oh, underrated.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you.
It is a classic.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat.
It's just so stupid, right?
It is. It is
that's
brilliant,
Adam Sandler.
And it's not. And then it is followed up by the Hanukkah song.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is the second classic.
I always, you know, I'm not going to be here on Wednesday, but I always like to pull out the old WKRP audio.
Oh, the turkey.
Yes.
You have to do that on
the turkey drop
Thursday, right? Yeah, the
okay.
turkey drop.
That is the best
God
episode.
God is my witness. I had no idea that turkeys couldn't fly. All right, I mentioned this yesterday, and we talked about it briefly. The idea that cold weather makes you hungrier. And the site was called Study Finds. They did an article about the ways to fight it. So Fred and I get hungrier when it's cold.
Yes.
We don't. Mark?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. He's fine.
I like to pack it on.
I like to, there's something primal about it. Yes. Well, they say, here's the advice. Drink a glass of water 30 minutes before meals. Mm-hmm. Eat the most high fiber food on your plate first, because it slows down digestion and makes you feel full faster.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can write all that down or just do what you're going to do and shake
taking
off those
notes.
Pounds later. Every year, a company called... Now, this is a story with an aspect for Mark. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable passwords that people are still using.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, the most common of the passwords are...
It's either 1234567891010!
Or
10987654321. Or password 1...
That's right!
Yeah, password 1 exclamation point.
I thought it was 11111.
Oh, no. It's admin, password, and 123456. That said, there are a few new password trends. Now people are trying things like this, password equivalents, things like secret, code, passkey, Netflix, what? And sports fanatics are trying, you know, different hobbies and sports teams. But here's where Mark comes in. Swear words have made an appearance.
Excellent.
I have done that. I did that for my employer password one time.
Okay, that's exactly
it, I want to see if they check it.
Some people are not in the best mood when they're being forced to change their password.
Correct.
So profanity in passwords is trending.
Like F-I-T?
Right.
I've been known to use that with various other characters make it difficult.
Uh-huh.
So the new trend, we've talked about this before with George Rosenthal, is a phrase as opposed to a word.
Now, the phrase I really like, we're doing
me
that.
Because it's easier to remember.
Yeah.
In several places. And I can remember it. And nobody's going to come up with it.
Like the help desk doesn't help.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, good one.
That was a good one.
I use this music service, you guys know, Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. I love it. And there's a family plan like you have. So if everyone's listening on the same account, then your favorites and your playlists all have to be the same. So Becky has her own, and then Alexa has her own. Can't remember what her password is for the life of me right now, and I don't even know how to change it. I know you can do like a change password, but it's become one of those frustrating things,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's how they get you.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the downside. Now we have a story for Fred.
Oh,
a copy of Superman number 1 from 1939 in near pristine condition just sold for $9.12 million.
That is amazing.
Fred missed out. He bid 9, but he got beat by 1.2.
Like $9?
For a while, I thought I had one of those.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I realized it couldn't be. But then the closer you looked at it, I mean, I had to do a lot of research online to see that it was just a little bit...
A little off?
The printing was just a little different than what it should be. So I assumed it was sort of fake.
Well, that's a record for a comic book. And the previous record holder sold for $6 million. That's a huge jump. And it was also a Superman comic. So that's the big deal. All right, we all know about the annoying 6-7 thing. Carrie Underwood has come up with a strategy to get kids to stop saying it. Every time one of hers says 6-7, she immediately sings 5309 from the Tommy Two-Tone hit 8675309.
That's funny.
And it's funny, and it drives her kids nuts.
You know what? I'm going to try that.
So okay.
My daughter even recognized yesterday, because I had to put my phone number in for something like at Walgreens or something like that, and it's 5675. She's like, your phone number has 6-7.
My God.
I was going to say, if you don't care, they won't care. All right, here is today's random fact. Mary Steenburgen actually ate spaghetti with maple syrup during the filming of Elf.
Yay!
She took one for the team.
Way to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.